Off the ball.
Rugby.
Each time Scotland scored a seven-pointer, Ireland responded in an average time span of 5 minutes with 7 points to the row.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, 5 minutes and 7 minutes were the tries that came in response to that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look ahead to the weekend's action as the URC makes its return. Leinster named their team, including the return of an Irish Lion. And Alan Quillen gives his thoughts on Ulster's Ireland man, Jacob Stockdale. But firstly today, Alex Usanov will make his first Leinster start, while Scott Penny is in line for his 100th Leinster cap in Saturday's United Rugby Championship clash with the Glasgow Warriors at Scotland Stadium. Hugo Keenan returns to the team to make his first appearance of the season after scoring the decisive try in the Lions series win over Australia in the summer. Keenan is joined in the back three by Joshua Kenny and Jimmy O'Brien, while Robbie Henshaw and Rico Ioane are paired together in the centre. Luke McGrath captains the side from scrum half, with Sam Prendergast handed the 10 shirt for Saturday's game. Usanov and Thomas Clarkson will be scrumming down either side of Ronan Kelleher in the front row, with RJ Snayman and Brian Deeney in the second row. James Cullahan will start at number 8 with Jack Conan and Will Connors at flanker for the trip to the URC League leaders. John McKee, Jerry Kerr, Rabah Slimani offered the front row cover for tomorrow's game, with Conor O'Tierney, Max Deegan and soon-to-be Centurion Penny providing the additional reinforcements to the pack, and Fintan Gunn and Kieran Frawley completing the match day 23. Tonight in the URC, there is a provincial clash in Belfast as Ulster welcome Connacht to the Ophelia Stadium. Both teams welcome the timely return of internationals to the squads, but in a massive blow to Ulster's title hopes, both Rob Balakoon and Jude Postlewaite are expected to miss a large portion of the run-in, with Balakoon now in a race to be fit for Ireland's Nations Series opener in Sydney. Ireland international Tom Stewart returns to start at hooker alongside loosehead prop Angus Bell and tight head Scott Wilson, who makes his 50th appearance in an Ulster jersey and made a try scoring impact off the bench in Edinburgh. Captain Ian Henderson returns to the starting lineup alongside development lock Joe Hopes in the second row. The back row sees two changes, with David McCann coming in at blindside flanker, Marcus Ray coming in at openside flanker, and Huarno Augustus keeping his spot at number 8 after his player of the match performance last week. Having made his senior Ireland debut against Wales in the Six Nations, Nathan Doak returns to his province to start at scrum half alongside out half Jack Murphy, with Stuart McCluskey unavailable after his Six Nations exploits, and James Hume and Postlewaite both picking up injuries in last week's win in Edinburgh. It means Jacob Stockdale is tasked with shoring up the midfield at Ravenhill alongside Ben Carson, who impressed a week ago. And on Friday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quillen joined Darris McNaughton, Shane Hannan and Cullen Buhig, and they discussed whether Stockdale could develop into a 13 long term.
There's Jacob Stockdale there at outside centre. He's played there once before back in 2017 against Zebre. I don't actually recall that game myself, but seems like one where it actually doesn't... It makes sense when you think about the profile that he is and the pace and the power that he has and footballing ability as well. You're like... Yeah, I can actually see that. Maybe the defensive aspect of his game, maybe that's a bit of a question mark. But in general, what are your feelings on that?
He's very athletic, obviously, and quick and powerful. And the difference of playing 13 is it's probably one of the trickiest positions in the field to play, particularly from... between those wider channels and those inner channels, staying connected to your 12, but also, you know, covering a lot and communicating, being the eyes and the ears for your defence. I'm not sure it's somewhere that you can just... He hasn't played there much. Is there anything in this as regards a possibility from him being an option for Ireland in going forward as a 13, given now that, you know, there's a good few options on the wings. I like the fact that Jacob Stockdale has fought back to this level, he's in the squad and he's had involvements. Very talented player, I think. So it's an opportunity for him to... I think someone like him, there's big pressure on him to go back to Ulster and play really well and be mature and be... be an experienced player who steps up and puts in big tackles and makes big carries. So I don't see why he couldn't be a real option there, because he has the physical ability to do that. It, as I said, it's a very tricky position, and we're not blessed with outside centres challenging Gary Ringrose for that Ireland position.
And you can listen to that back in your OTB Rugby podcast feed now. In the back three positions for Ulster, Zach Ward and Werner Koch start on the wings, and Michael Leary completes the back line at fullback, while prop Tom O'Toole returns to the squad amongst the replacements. Keane Prendergast captains the Connacht side and is one of five players who've come from international duty straight into the starting lineup. Bundy Aki, fresh off his IRFU contract extension, try scorer Darren Murray, Finlay Beelam and academy prop Billy Bowen are also named in the starting 15. Munster Rugby and the IRFU have confirmed a two-year contract extension for Conor Ryan that'll keep him at the province until 2028. The 22-year-old second row currently plays with UCC RFC in the AIL and came up through the ranks of Clonakilty RFC. Last season, Ryan made his senior debut for Munster in the pre-season game against Bath at the Rec, and also featured in the mid-season clash against Leicester Tigers at Welford Road, scoring a second-half try. He also played four games for Munster in the Interprovincial Series and notched 17 AIL appearances with UCC. Ryan signed his first contract with Munster last summer and earned his first Munster cap against an Argentinian 15 at Thomond Park in November. He has also made three appearances for Munster A this season and has made seven appearances for UCC so far this term. And finally today, seven uncapped players have been included in England's squad for the Women's Six Nations. Head coach John Mitchell is missing a number of big names from his World Cup winning group, including skipper Zoe Strafford and Abby Ward, who are both pregnant. Bristol wing Millie David is one of those in the 38 women Red Roses squad hoping for their first cap. Demelza Short and Christiana Balogun have also been added to the group. That's all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more next week.
I'll just read you a few of those wonderful quotes. This is in November 2022. Apologies to all my Welsh friends. I was busy yesterday. I just wanted to check that you were all okay. Please stay positive. I think you've got Portugal next week, so that could lead you to returning to winning ways. To which I get back, shush, or I'll tell Drico to bang the head off you again. It gets much worse and far more irrelevant. I like the look of this England team. I hope the forwards can perform. Looking forward to watch Lawrence. Hope he has a big game and gets a run. Mind yourself, you prick. Drico put you in a box once. Next one, also one of my favourites. Didn't Wales do well? Hey, Austin, you're a dickhead. No wonder Drico beat the shite out of you. My personal favourite. To the person who left a dog poo bag full of poo on the gate of my house that my daughters used to come home from school through, do it again, but the next time, pray that I'm not watching. Really? This from a fella that got bitch slapped by Drico?
Brendan, how disappointed are you?
Oh, disappointed. Very disappointed. Very disappointed.
What went wrong? Because you got off to such a wonderful start.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what went wrong. I have to think about it. Think about it.
Well, what did go wrong?
I have to look and think about it. Think about it deeply. Very deeply.
Did it hinge in the end on a bit of genius from Cirelli Bombo?
Bit of genius. Bit of magic. Cirelli Bombo. Very interesting. Very good, yeah. Very good. Three cheers for Cirelli Bombo. Very good. Very good.
What were you happy with about your side?
Oh, happy. Happy everything. Everything. Very good. Very happy with my team.
But you didn't win, did you, Brendan?
Yeah, we didn't win. It's true. Yeah.
Why didn't you win?
Oh, good question, that. Very good question. When? It's important to win. It is important to win. We must try harder. Absolutely, yeah.
So you think it's a lack of effort?
Oh, lack of effort. Lack of effort. Can't think it's a lack of effort. Wouldn't never.
So what is it, Brendan?
What would it be? Let me think. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that one. Think about it deeply.
Off the ball. Is it a podcast? Oh, radio show. Awesome.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Their second rows are quite old, and they're not as, they don't work as hard as Ireland. New Zealand's back rows, Sean Kane doesn't have a rook property. I know we're going to get chipped about, but like, that's the honest truth. He would be ranked one of the lowest accuracy rookers in the competition.
Is it a podcast?
I never heard him.
Fucking did.
Swear box, man.
So you're just a shit Richie McCaw and Sam Kane can't rook
Are these things that would have fed into his thinking?
I'm sure deep down it would have motivated him to put something like that out there.
Off the ball. Is it a podcast?
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Oh, radio show, awesome.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.